here's a story from The World.
Three more regional capitals fell to the Taliban yesterday. That makes 9 in less than a week. One of the latest to fall is the city of Puli Kumri in Baghlan province, a vital piece of real estate that Chris Wolf knows well. Chris is a former staffer on our show, and when he was a BBC reporter back in 1991, he came under fire in Puli Kumri. Chris, why is the city of Puli Kumri so important?
In a word, geography, Marco. It sits at the northern end of the entrance to the Salang Valley. So you've got to remember that Afghanistan is divided pretty much between north and south by the enormous Hindu Kush mountains, brutal, rugged mountains. And there is really only one road through from north to south that runs through Puli Kumri. With that city occupied by the Taliban, it has very critical implications. The first being the government's going to find it extremely hard to provide meaningful military aid, supplies, and reinforcements to the beleaguered outposts in the north. And conversely, those soldiers and government officials who are still in the north are going to find it extremely difficult to try and retreat to the capital area.
Are you surprised that Puli Kumri fell to the Taliban?
Yes. The Baghlan province, like much of the north, has a historically deep, abiding hatred for the Taliban. The populations there have both been targeted by the Taliban in the past. There's a Shia sect called the Ismailis, many of whom are Hazara people who are a more East Asian-looking ethnic minority, and they have been brutally persecuted by the Taliban in the past. They've fought them very hard. The other big population group in Baghlan is Tajik speakers, who, again, have a great antipathy to the Taliban. And so it's kind of dovetails with what Shirin was just telling us about how the government is only now trying to galvanize, mobilize, and secure the support of local populations and local strongmen. Ghani, you've got to remember, he's a professor, the president of Afghanistan. Mm. He's been relying on the regular forces that the US military have created. They're very good, but they're kind of locked into position defense, and they aren't really helping out in the communities like the local militias really could do. So it's shocking to see that those strong feelings in Baghlan province have not been mobilized by the Kabul government to try and resist the Taliban, whose rule, I'm sure, is not welcome there now.
Tell us more about this city of Puli Kumri. What do you remember?
As I said, it's at the entrance to a valley. So it's strung along a riverbed on either side for several miles. So it's very long and very narrow. It's a more modern city. The ancient capital of Baghlan province is the city of Baghlan. And so Puli Kumri has a much more modern feel to it, a lot of concrete square structures, so not a lot of charm. And it's surrounded on both sides by the foothills of the Hindu Kush Mountains. So you could see how it could be vulnerable to fire if your enemy was able to get its heavy weapons up onto those foothills.
Chris, what is the big picture here? Like, if Puli Kumri can fall, then complete the sentence.
Kabul can fall. I have been stubbornly optimistic in my own analysis, along with a lot of other keen observers up to this moment. But if Puli and all these other places in the north can fall so easily, where the people are so antipathetic to the Taliban, it's hard to see what could happen next. Well, it's too easy to see what can happen next. Most Afghans hate the Taliban. There's no question about that. But it appears that they're not willing to die for the Ghani government.
Chris Wolf telling us about the city of Puli Kumri in Afghanistan, which has just fallen to the Taliban. Chris is the author of the soon-to-be-published book, Bumbling Through the Hindu Kush, a memoir of fear and kindness in Afghanistan. Chris, good to speak with you. Thank you.
Pleasure as always, Marco.